Hare Krishna. Okay, this isn't what I was going to plan to talk about, but it's very interesting, and I'm sure we'll arouse and the listeners. The story starts sometime back in the summer, and I'm outside in the parking lot, back parking lot of back garden of Budapest Temple. I think I was really chanting rounds, and there's this chap approaches me who speaks with a Yorkshire accent. And
Northern
accent, and he's just part of us, being taken on as part of the temple commander department, which was great because we needed extra help. And he told me his sort of story, which I won't repeat here, it's a bit lengthy, but anyway, we've been in Europe, and he had connection with Krishna consciousness, and he actually originally went to the farm to do service there, but things didn't work out over there, so he came here. And so he's been here, doing great, nice person, elderly person, how old?
52.
52 years old, and he's doing all kinds of service and handyman work, and no complaints, stays in the Brahmachari ashram with the younger devotees, and I exchange words with him every once in a while, but he's not sort of the talkative type. And anyway, in the meantime, Adiguru Prabhu came here to sort of fill in for Shyam Bihari while he was gone. And one day he brings Mr. Bora, I don't know if I mentioned his name. His name is Jack. He brings him over and he says, "Doesn't he look like Vamsidhari?" And Vamsidhari, if some of the listeners remember, he is a devotee in Nottingham area who passed away 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago. And when I looked at him, I said, "Well, yeah, he does look like him." And he showed Jack a picture of Vamsidhari, and Jack was sort of like taken back that the similarity. So Adiguru's sort of interest is really sort of peaked. So he started doing some detective work, and he's talking, and he finds out that actually Jack is originally also from the Nottingham area, and he left home when he was 16, and he had an older brother.
They moved from Blackburn, Blackpool area to Nottingham afterwards. They're originally from Blackburn or Blackpool, I think. Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, Blackpool area. And so they moved, and but he left home when he was 16, and his last name is Lee, which was the same as Vamsidhari, and he had an older brother, and then but he never got in touch since. He tried to track him down, but that wasn't successful, and he just knew that his older brother had a son whose name was Noah. That's not an ordinary name. So so now we're going to phone up Nandini Radha. to get some more information, but it's certainly 99% there that here's this person who is joining Krishna consciousness completely independent of his brother. I guess in one way another way, completely independently, comes in touch with me here in Hungary, although Bamsudari was long before Hungarian Yatra came around, and he just like shows up over here. So it's quite a extraordinary event, occasion, and just told him that his brother passed away. He didn't seem too...
A bit shocked, but he's...
He was a bit shocked, but he continued serving prasadam. So, very interesting thing, how... Talk about karma and people who are destined either to be together or apart. So I thought it was a interesting little story to share. And there was some controversy about whether Adiguru should come here or stay there for the funeral ceremonies. But he came here. Had he not come, we would never found this out. I don't think noticed. And who knows how long it would have taken before that actually came to light, if it ever did come to light. So that's the interesting story for today. Hare Krishna. Yeah, just an addendum that it shows how this principle of if you've rendered devotional service in the past, or then you continue to render in the future, or the other way around, is that no one renders devotional service unless they done so in the past. So here are two souls who obviously did some service, and they probably did it together in the past, otherwise why were they born as brothers? But they weren't about to serve together, they didn't join together or anything like that, like we know many brothers who have, but rather they went their own different ways. But still, the law of bhakti is there, and bhakti awoke in both of them, although they were completely separated from each other. And of course, the other sort of interesting aspect is that, I think I mentioned that, Adi Guru not come here, we would have never known this, and certainly Jack would have never known it either, at least probably not. Hare Krishna.